KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And we got two of our pals from the American Red Cross of Alaska in with us this morning, Chief Executive Officer Tongi Librecht and Regional Communications Officer Beth Bennett. Good morning to both of you.
Well, good morning.
Okay. And Tongi, I didn't butcher your name yet, but I will before the interview was over, because I always do, no matter how many times I see you, but that's okay. One of the things that, you know, we have these, you know, preconceived notions of what the Red Cross does, and we always think of, you know, disaster mitigation and remediation and going in after something horrible has happened and all the fine work that you guys do. But the organization is really about a lot more than that.
Absolutely. A big part of our mission is preparedness and educating everybody from children to adults on how to be better prepared for disaster, as well as teaching them the life-saving skills through our health and safety programs so that they'll know how to respond and they'll know how to help, whether it's as a bystander and just a single incident of helping someone or helping in the case of fire or a larger disaster. We're training folks in communities across the state. We're in over 40 communities across the state where we have done training, again, for disaster preventing and alleviating is part of our mission as well, too. And a big part of that initiative right now, in the absence of a major disaster in Alaska and nationwide, is for us to help with installing smoke alarms. We are on a nationwide campaign to reduce fire deaths by 25% is our goal.
That's pretty ambitious.
Absolutely. And that will come from us with the help of volunteers, everybody from the scouts to the military to local volunteers getting involved in helping us get smoke alarms into homes across the state, both in urban and rural areas.
Can you talk specifically about the situation in rural areas regarding home fire safety and smoke alarms?
Well, absolutely. You know, as we've had some discussions with some of our native leaders, we've talked about smoke alarms, and it's no different in rural Alaska than it is in urban Alaska. It's folks do the work of getting a smoke alarm in when they purchase their home, and they put it in there, and then the battery starts beeping, and maybe you remove the battery, or maybe you take the battery for some other use, and next thing you know, you've got a smoke alarm.
Guilty, take the battery out.
You've got
I'm
a smoke
sorry.
Alarm, yeah, right, with either no battery, or in the case of rural Alaska, we hear from, again, from those leaders and folks that we know within the community that it's not at all uncommon to just hear a beeping smoke alarm as a constant when you go to someone's home, and it just has become brown noise. It's just something that people aren't really hearing or thinking of. So one of the things with the new smoke alarms that we're putting in, we've done a lot of those here in South Central as well as Fairbanks, and we're starting to branch out to other areas and into rural areas, is we're putting in these 10-year lithium battery smoke alarms. So you won't be tempted to take that battery out because it won't be sitting there beeping.
Is that sort of the new model now?
Oh, absolutely. So when you want to prevent, you want to prevent for a long period of time. We don't want to just go in and do an install. And let me be clear that we're not just handing out fire alarms, but we're actually going with volunteers into the communities. We're actually helping to install. We're working with the local fire departments and, again, with other volunteers to get those things installed. And then we're hoping that we're good for 10 years. That's the plan.
You know, I have a feeling that I do the same thing that a lot of people do. And I laugh because I'm looking in the mirror thinking of, you know, get that battery out of there, make it stop beeping, or honey, are we out of 9-volt batteries? Or, you know, so these 10-volt or 10-year lithium batteries have got to be just incredibly increase in safety all the way around.
Well, Danny, it's vital because when we look at some statistics, if you look at the Alaska fire statistics, and it's a combination of rural and urban, you've got somewhere in the area of 12 to 15 deaths a year from home fire. So if we look at that over a period of 5 years, we can look at saving somewhere between 12 and 15 lives. That's really what our plan is. And Beth will talk about it a little bit, but there's already been instances since we started this program last October nationwide of lives being saved where there was not a smoke alarm previously installed.
12 to 15 might not sound huge, but in human terms, it's tremendous.
You know? One life saved would make it worth it.
Yeah. It's 8:53, and it's Morning Line on KMBA, and we're talking with Tongi Librecht and Beth Bennett from American Red Cross of Alaska about the Red Cross Home Fire Campaign current initiative that's going on. And Beth, just a few days ago, there was a special little drill or event here in Anchorage with the campaign.
Yes.
What was that all about?
Actually, it's something that we do is called an actual an install day. And what we do is we basically pick a neighborhood. Usually it's a little bit focused on whether or not if the fire department gives us information about, say, a high fire neighborhood of sorts. So we kind of go off a little bit of information that they provide us so that we pick our neighborhoods properly. We'll start out with canvassing, go door to door and talk to people about home fire safety and find out who has smoke alarms and who, you know, doesn't have the battery in their smoke alarm and talk to them whether or not if they'd be interested in having a free smoke alarm installed. And so on Saturday, March 21st, we went door to door again and basically knocked on doors, introduced ourselves, talked about the program, and were able to actually install dozens of smoke alarms throughout a couple of homes in the Anchorage area.
Okay. And I don't have any information on this. What sort of a cost is there to participants who who participate in the campaign and have their alarms put in?
There's actually no cost at all.
None?
It's actually free to our community. This is something that, again, too, the campaign is going to be 5 years going strong. And this is something that basically we've been provided as many smoke alarms as we need to throughout the campaign to install directly into the homes that need them.
They can be fairly expensive. Is this just part of when special campaigns are on, or can I call up the Red Cross and say, I would like my free smoke detector? That sounds pretty far-fetched.
Oh, absolutely. Well, again, too, we kind of focus on neighborhoods as we go. And so we're trying to actually, collect certain areas that we need to work on first and just kind of go down the map as we need to install. If people want to learn about the program itself, they can definitely go to our website, which is redcross.org, or they can also call the Anchorage office or the community office that's closest to them to learn more about the program and ask about maybe when their neighborhoods might be visited next.
I know that part of the initiative and the community based component has been encouraging folks to practice fire drills.
That's right.
at home. What sort of a response have you got from folks?
Well, we've gotten a good response, and I'll let Beth talk to that again as well. But I would challenge you a little bit to really think about whether your family really is truly prepared, whether you have made a fire escape plan, whether you have actually practiced that fire escape plan. You're welcome to come by the chapter at any point. We can give you some magnets that you can put on your refrigerator to kind of highlight and remind you of when you should do those things. But we do ask you and we challenge you, are your smoke detectors updated? Are your batteries working? Are you checking those things at least every 6 months? Are you taking the responsibility as a family to go and make sure that you're prepared? And a funny story from this last weekend, between Beth and I kind of working with one family, that I asked the gentleman if he'd like some smoke alarms put in, and he said, we're all good, we're perfect. And Beth came along, and there's a lady that was waving her smoke alarms and her fire extinguishers at us, and tell that story a little bit.
The wife basically had a different opinion of whether or not if they were well taken care of. And so the husband said, no, we're fine. The smoke alarms are working just good. And she walked out of her home with a smoke alarm in one hand and a battery in the other and basically said, can you please look at these? And so that's the opportunity for us to step in and say, absolutely. Can we look at the other smoke alarms that are in your home? So here she is asking, for the opportunity to feel safer in her home, not necessarily to disregard her husband's opinion, but basically to step up and say, yes, absolutely. I would love a free smoke alarm installed in my home. She's focused on her children. She's focused on her grandchildren and the safety of just her family in general. And so just having one smoke alarm in her home definitely made her feel a little safer.
Okay, tremendous. So we got just about another minute here. But I'm just curious, where do we go from here? I mean, do we have outcomes that we can measure and have proceed in an evidence-based manner?
Absolutely. Well, we have a goal of putting in 500 smoke alarms over the course of this year. We'll have even larger goals next year. And again, this is a five-year program that we're going to be measuring. So there will be plenty of stories that come out about instances where...
That sounds so Bolshevik, the five-year plan.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it really is. It's just part of who we are. It's the reality. The Red Cross is an organization that is mandated by Congress to help folks in disaster. We're not necessarily funded by Congress. We rely on private donations and so on. And during times like these, which we call our blue sky days because we don't have a major disaster going on, we're training, we're installing, we're doing all the things to prepare our communities better so that we can be ready, not if, but when the next disaster happens.
Perfect. And Beth and Tange, we're out of time. Thank you both so much for joining us. Once again, redcross.org/Alaska for more information.
Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you both, Danny. So very much.
Thank you.
And if your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email, feedback@KMBA.org. That's it for Morning Line. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
The Australian band The Church join us live in the studio next time in the midst of an all-too-rare full-band U.S. tour. They have a new album called Further Deeper, highlighted by the addition of their new guitarist, Ian Hogue. I'm David Dye. We'll hear a set of old and new songs from The Church live right here on the next World Cafe.
The World Cafe, weeknights at 6 p.m. on 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.
You're listening to 90.3 KMBA.